your agenda. Anyway, you received your agenda in the mail, and so would the staff, whoever is going to, please read your part.
Yes. Welcome to our virtual meeting. We are going to cover a few basic items before beginning. If you lose connection at any point during the meeting, you can reconnect by clicking the link or calling the number in your original email. To members and city staff, members, if you are able, please activate your video for purposes of quorum and keep it on for the duration of the meeting. Staff, if you are able, please activate your video when you are speaking. The chair and committee staff are responsible for muting and unmuting committee members. Members can rename themselves if they wish to add pronouns after your name. Use the raise hand feature when you'd like to be recognized to speak, ask questions, or request a roll call vote. During any roll call, all participants will be unmuted briefly. Staff, click raise hand when you are asked a question. The chair will do their best to call on committee members in the order in which hands are raised. Lowering your hand would take you out of the queue. Members of the public who have registered to speak, the name you entered in Zoom must match the name you entered in registration. You will remain muted until called upon. Staff will let you know when your time is up. After speaking, a member of the body may ask you a question. If you need to share documentation with the board, please send it to the email listed on today's agenda. Please do not use your video. If you turn on your video, it will be shut off. This is just a point of question because it's my first time. Would you have any public on the appeals committee meeting? Could
Okay, fine.
you could
Thank you very much.
share the floor,
And
please.
excuse me. Angela, were you finished?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Would you please, I've called the meeting to order. Would you please call the roll?
Yes, in alphabetical order, Benford,
Present.
Madden,
Here.
Ramey,
Here.
Wallace.
Here. I cannot get my video to work.
All right, let me use the tool. I have it, start video has been enabled. So on our end, let me
Yeah,
check.
we can hear you, but we can't see you.
Right. So I'm gonna go out and come right back in.
All right.
Maybe that'll work. All right.
Okay, we'll wait a second
Okay.
for you.
Okay.
Yes. Sherry Wallace, she escaped. Mary Wallace, she escaped.
Sheree, we still can't see you, but
See.
it looks like we can. Can you hear us? Sheree, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear.
Okay, well, that's important because, but we can't see you still. So anyway, hang in. We know you're there.
Okay.
Okay, are there any disclosures or recusals from this? And we've had one Brian, yeah, I think you have to, yes, would you speak? Brian.
Thank you, Chair. And Assistant City Attorney, I don't know the process, if it's prudent for me to stay on the meeting, but I have a working relationship with the complainant through the Odyssey Project. She's a person that potentially I serve as a client.
Yeah, thank you, Brian. I think since you're going to recuse yourself, I think it'd probably be best for you just to leave the meeting entirely, just so there's no influence or, you know, facial expressions, anything that could be part of a discussion that, you know, might seem like you're participating. So I would probably just feel free to exit the meeting.
Thank you. I was known to stare down via Zoom.
Okay. Thank you, Brian. Yeah.
Here, with your permission, I'm out of here.
Well, okay. We'll miss you, but we understand. Yeah.
See you
next time.
Bit. See you.
Thank you, Brian.
Bit.
Okay. Bye bye. Yeah.
Bedford East Flashit has left the meeting.
Have there any people signed for a public comment?
There is not.
There's no one for public comment. Okay. All right. The purpose of this meeting, of course, is to consider the appeals in the case of Phillips Plus, the Tenant Resource Center. And so pursuant to Wisconsin Statutes 189 sub C, I'm going to call this meeting into closed session. And I would ask that each of you indicate that you are in agreement to going into closed session.
Melanie, just before we go to closed session, I don't have a recusal, but I had a disclosure just that I used to be a volunteer with the Tenant Resource Center. I don't know any of the parties that are involved. I don't believe I need to recuse myself, but just disclosing that I had a prior relationship with the TRC that no longer exists.
Okay. Thank you very much. Yeah, that's good for the record to know. Let's see, Sheree.
Okay. I just want to say I worked with TRC helping residents, but it's no specific person. I don't know them personally, none of that. So,
okay. Adrienne, do you have any?
Yeah, thanks to the commissioners for those disclosures. I guess I would just add, since we were potentially moving into closed session, that we do need a motion by someone other than the chair.
Yeah.
A second, and then a roll call vote.
Yeah. Okay. No. Okay. I will make the motion that we go into closed session. And is there a second?
So moved. Second.
Okay. So moved and seconded. The commissioners have all agreed that they understand we're going into closed session. So we're now in closed session. That concludes the business of our appeals committee today, and I'm really grateful we were able to get this done, because this case goes back to last year sometime, and so that's another one that we've taken care of. Is there anything else that we need to say, Adrienne?
I think we just need to affirm what the decision that we made in closed session was.
Okay. Then we need to affirm that. And would you make the motion, Zach?
I think we just have to report what the motion was coming out closed session.
Okay. Is there a second? Second.
Melanie, I don't think we need a motion. I think we just need either you or I or somebody to just report out in public session what the result was of closed session.
Yeah. Okay. Any other comments or
I can do that. Since we're in open session, I'll just announce that the appeals committee has made the determination to affirm the decision of the hearing examiner and find no probable cause, therefore dismissing the case.
Yeah. Okay. Good enough. Okay. Now, is there anything else we need to do about this right now? I don't know what it would be, you know, because we affirmed our decision and so forth. Okay, well then, nothing else to do, I guess we'll adjourn. And we'll see you all in a few minutes at 5 o'clock for the commission meeting. So thank you very much. I'm really glad we were all able to get here so we can get this case out of the way. So anyway, thanks again. See you later.
We'll see you in a bit.
Yeah, bye.